Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we have together this evening. I ask your blessing on your word, and I just thank you for being the great God that you are. We're going to see a little bit of that this evening as we look into your word. And I just pray for each one that's here that we would be blessed and edified, and the same for anybody that might be listening to this later once this message is up online. We do pray for Brother George and his family as they travel, and we pray for safety for each of us in the next few days with adverse weather coming in. I want to thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So the title of my message this evening is Jesus, the Great I Am. This is not going to be your traditional Christmas-type message, but I think you'll see that it makes sense. You are probably familiar with a song that we hear at this time of year called Mary, Did You Know? And as the title suggests, it ponders how much Mary knew when Jesus was born about who he was and what he would do. The song has a haunting melody, and the words really make us think. Now, I'm going to start off, you know, by maybe sounding a little bit critical here. I don't mean to, but I think Mary knew more than the song gives her credit for. And, you know, we see that in Luke chapter 1, for example, when she was visited by Gabriel. And we see it whenever she gives praises to the Lord at the time she visited Elizabeth. And then after the visit from the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born, Luke 2:19 says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Well, later in Luke chapter 2, we're told about the time that Jesus got separated from his family and he spent time with rabbis in the temple. Mary and Joseph found him, and he went back home and was submissive to them as he continued to grow. Now the last part of Luke 2:51 says, "But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart." I think Mary was a very wise mother and a godly mother. Well, there's one line in the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" which brings to my tears to my eyes whenever I hear the song. It says, "That sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am." That is just so incredible. You know, we can't separate the account of the baby in the manger from the fact that Jesus came as God in human form. You know, there are many scriptures that tell us that Jesus came to the earth as God. For example, consider Matthew 1, verses 22 and 23. "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Well, you know, think of it. The same God who manifested himself mightily through the lives of Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Elijah, David, Daniel, and so many other Old Testament saints. This is the same God who came to the earth as a baby. He grew up to be a man. Well, sadly, you know, many people don't believe that Jesus was more than just a great man. Maybe he was a prophet, maybe he was a teacher, you know, whatever. And that kind of thinking was true in Jesus' day, too. But what did Jesus himself have to say about being God? In John chapter 8, Jesus was engaged in a rather heated exchange with the Pharisees. In verse 58, he said this, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, before Abraham was, I am." Well, the Jewish religious leaders knew exactly what Jesus meant. They knew he was claiming to be God. They were going to stone him, but he got away. Now, in order to understand Jesus' claim to be God with the use of the words I am, we need to consider the exchange that Moses and the Lord had back in Exodus chapter 3. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he identified himself this way in Exodus 3, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Well, you know, later when Moses was more mature in his walk with the Lord, he asked to see God's glory. And that's quite a contrast, you know, from being afraid to see God. And by the way, you can read about Moses' encounter with at least part of God's glory in Exodus chapter 34. Moses asked God who he should say it was that sent him when he went to the Israelites. You know, he'd been away from the Israelites for 40 years, and people might wonder who he thought he was by coming to them and representing God. Just telling them that God sent him might not be enough. They would want to know the Lord's name. And maybe that's because the Egyptians worshipped so many gods that the people would need to know what was distinctive about the one true God. Well, let's consider Exodus 3, 13 through 15. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of their fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Well, notice that God told Moses, I am that I am. And this phrase, I am, comes from a Hebrew word that means to exist or to be. And this is a name for God, which is transliterated into English as Yahweh or Jehovah. God's name lets us know that he is self-existent and not dependent on anyone or anything else. He has always existed and will always exist eternally. He is the creator and sustainer of all life. Furthermore, he does not change. God has no equal. Moses was to tell the children of Israel that this God is the same God who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord is the same God who made with Abraham, and he would be the one who kept that covenant forever. You know, when Jesus tangled with the Jewish religious leaders in John chapter 8, there was no doubt in their minds as to who he claimed to be. They believed that he was being blasphemous. But Jesus claimed more than once to be God, the great I am. 7 times in the book of John, in fact. And we're going to look at the I am statements this evening. The first I am statement, I am the bread of life. That's from John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus was speaking to a large crowd of followers. Many of them had been there the day before. They'd been fed the day before by the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. You know, just as God gave physical life to Israel with the heavenly bread, manna, so God gave Jesus as the bread of eternal life. The second I am the light of the world. That's John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now Jesus spoke those words to the Pharisees. Jesus came as the light into a world of darkness to draw people to the light of salvation. The third I am the door. And that's from John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. And Jesus spoke those words to the Pharisees and to others in the crowd there that day. Jesus is the only door of salvation. Enter through him and be saved. The fourth I am the good shepherd. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then John 10:14 says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Jesus gave his life for his sheep. He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. Aren't you glad? That's such a wonderful thing. So number five, I am the resurrection and the life. That's John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus, again, was speaking to Martha there. And those who believe in Jesus, though they die, though they're going to be dead as far as it looks to us in this world, they shall have eternal life. The sixth I am, a familiar one, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus was answering the question from Thomas at the time, but his answer is for all of us. Jesus is the only way to the Heavenly Father. He provides the pure truth and salvation that gives eternal life to all who believe. So have you trusted on him for salvation? I certainly hope so. I think most of us, if not all, have here. Number seven, I am the true vine. That's John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Jesus was speaking to his disciples at that point, and that was the night before he was crucified. The only way that you and I can bear spiritual fruit is to abide in Christ, who gives us the ability to serve God. Well, since Jesus is God, he can be all of these seven I ams. And in case those I am statements aren't enough to prove that Jesus is God, consider what Jesus said in John 10, verse 30. He said, I and the Father are one. Again, let me remind you that the great God of the Old Testament came in the form of a baby who grew into a man. He was born as a baby just like any one of us. Now the Apostle Paul gives us a clue as to why in Philippians 2, verses 8 and 9. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. May you and I humbly worship and serve Jesus, the great I am. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. There's just no doubt that Jesus came as God, as the great I am. He came as a baby, he grew to be a man. And he gave his life so that we might have salvation. And we praise you, Lord, that Jesus rose from the dead as well. What a humbling thing all of this is. We are just truly, truly blessed. And Lord, we thank you so much. We worship you. We give you praise. And we thank you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name.